Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. So glad to be back, my guys. How are you? I missed you. How did it go? Thank you for holding down the fort while I was gone, Greg and Calvin. How'd it go?
Hey, Cal, can you hear that?
What is that?
Our leader is back.
Oh, she's back.
Dear leader is back, everybody. We made it through our long national nightmare.
I've heard only good things that you guys were great while I was gone. And so thank you so much for all of your work while I took a little time off to recombobulate, as
Boom.
It were.
Well, I also want to say thank you to Calvin again for being just a friggin' rock for me the 2.5 weeks you were gone, Jane. And once again, thank you for trusting me with the show.
I knew you'd be great.
Thank you very much. We had a very fun time. We had great people on. You know, nothing happened while you were gone.
I knew just, nothing would happen.
Just Dan Schaefer becoming our coworker and what's not. So
that's so exciting.
But we're happy to have you back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Yes, we have lots of things coming up on the show today. Next hour, right after the 11 o'clock news, Steve Pfeiffer is going to join us. He is with National Security Leaders for America, mm-hmm. and we have talked to a number of their members over the last few months about Project 2025 specifically. And Mr. Pfeiffer is a retired Foreign Service officer and also the former ambassador to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And he is going to be joining us at 11:06 to talk about Project 2025. And again, this Schedule F, which essentially would give the Trump administration permission to fire anyone who is not loyal to him. And what that would mean if, as I like to say, your least qualified cousin was placed in charge of the Department of Health Services or something like that.
And as I have said, if you can't think of that least qualified cousin, guess what? You're that person.
Also, in the last hour, after we talked to Steve Pfeiffer from 11 to 11:30, we're going to do Random Acts of Kindness.
Yes.
At 11:33, so I would like you to start thinking about that now. What is a recent random act of kindness you have observed or you have been a recipient of mm-hmm. or you have been involved in?
Yeah.
And this relates to something that happened to my husband and I while we were away, and it's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
It is a good thing, and it will, at least it did for me, helped restore some of my faith in the goodness of humanity.
Love it.
Don't forget, tomorrow night, I understand there's a debate.
Who?
Vice President Kamala Harris, former President Donald Trump, debating tomorrow night. We will have special coverage of the entire debate all across civic media starting at 7:30. It will be anchored by our news director, Terry Bell, and our friend and colleague, Todd Alba. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be able to catch that coverage all across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. That's tomorrow night starting at 7:30. And of course, Wednesday, we'll have a big recap if you're not able to stay up for all. It's 2 hours long, right? 8 till 10.
The way the Trump rally's been going, it might be 3-4 hours long. So strap in, folks.
Yeah, it's going to be, it'll be interesting.
Get a cool beverage.
Speaking of Donald Trump, he made an appearance in Wisconsin over the weekend.
Yes, he did.
He stopped in Mosinee on Saturday.
Yeah.
And something that did grab me as I was trying to get caught up the last couple of days, Aaron Rupar is someone who I follow on Twitter, and he has come out with a term that I think is brilliant, and it's taken us this long, but I think there's finally more attention on the media mm-hmm. and the poor job the media has done generally of covering Donald Trump.
Yes.
And so Aaron Rupar refers to it as sane washing. So when Trump does another 2-hour rally, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, they sane wash it to make it seem like this is a normal person speaking in a normal way about normal things. And it's not.
No, and I mentioned that this morning that you said to me off air before a show, like a month, this was when Biden was still running, that the New York Times alone has written hundreds of articles on Biden's age.
Oh, yes, and how he's weak and he's mm-hmm. fragile and he does not have the capability to serve another 4 years.
And yet the failing liberal rag New York Times doesn't afford the same sort of ink to
scrutiny
to Donald Trump. And ever since you said that to me, that's all I think about now is anytime I hear him making a speech, going to a rally, talking for in Mosinee for 1 hour and 40 minutes, yeah. That's a concert. That these stories are maybe starting to come up now, maybe starting to become the center of conversation, that maybe he is not right in the mind. Maybe he's not of the right age to run, but still running far behind in the amount of articles or conversations being had. They still treat it like, oh, he's, you know, he went to Mosinee. He said some weird things.
Yeah, as he always does. Yeah. It needs more attention.
Correct.
From all media.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. And I think civic media has done a pretty good job, at least in attempting to cover him accurately.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you can't just read a transcript and print that. That's not journalism. That's being a transcriber.
Yeah. Well, you also can't treat it with kid gloves like, oh, that's just how he is. That is the defense we no longer allow people to use for abusive behavior.
Right.
And
that's just how he is. That's just who he is.
He's of a different generation. He speaks as all the garbage that we've heard people say over the years to defend racism, sexism, homophobia, and the media somehow waiting with bated breath as if this could be the day that tomorrow night, Jane, he could become president. He won't.
Oh, he's going to become presidential?
Yeah. He'll never become presidential, and stop wasting your time.
He is who he
is. It's going to be a waste of Kamala Harris's time, I think. 40% of it's a waste of her time. The other 60%, she gets to make her case to the American public.
Well, we wanted to start off with a suggestion that Donald Trump had when he was in Mosinee on Saturday.
Yeah.
It is in Project 2025 to eliminate the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump has said, I don't know anything about Project 2025, even though half of the people who worked on Project 2025 were in his administration.
Who's Project 2025? Is she hot? I don't know this person. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so, yes, that part of that Project 2025 is to eliminate the Department of Education and bring it back to the states.
Yeah.
And I have a whole bunch of thoughts on that. But, Calvin, let's start with that clip on Donald Trump from Saturday talking about getting rid of the Department of Education, and if he brings it back to the states, who in Wisconsin he would put in charge of it.
To indoctrinate America's youth with all sorts of things that you don't want to have our youth hearing. Ultimately, we'll live, and you know what we're doing here. I say it all the time. I'm dying to get back to do this. We will ultimately eliminate the federal Department of Education and send education back to Wisconsin and back to the states. We'll send it back to the states so that Ron Johnson can run it, okay?
Not just Ron Johnson.
We'll send it back here. Mr. Tiffany, we'll get our Congressman Tiffany involved. He made a good speech, too.
Oh. He wants...
Everyone give Jane a moment.
Donald Trump wants Ron Johnson to head up the Department of Education in Wisconsin.
Yeah, can't you think of a better choice?
Well, I pulled a couple of clips from our senior senator because he's got thoughts.
Yeah, does he?
He has thoughts on lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things Ron Johnson has thoughts about were about the people who attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Just in case you've forgotten, this is what Rojo had to say about the Patriots on January 6th. Calvin?
I knew those are people that love this country, that truly respect law enforcement, would never do anything to break a law.
Oh.
And so I wasn't concerned. Now, had the tables been turned, Joe, this could get me in trouble. Had the tables been turned and President Trump won the election, and those were tens of thousands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters, I might have been a little concerned.
But they weren't. also Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters.
Yeah.
They were Donald Trump supporters.
Yes.
Who assaulted Capitol Police officers with bear spray and flagpoles and all kinds of things. But they were people who love this country.
Yeah. The whole notion of that they were just tourists.
Right.
They were having a time walking through, not stealing things like podiums or defecating in desks.
Smearing it on the walls.
Stealing documents. No, these were people who loved America. Yeah.
And law enforcement.
But if they were Black Lives Matters and Antifa, my God, we'd be terrified. And let's not forget that he, along with other people, then decided to change the narrative and say, well, it was Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the corrupt FBI. It was an infiltration, people in red hats. It's all a game. It's all a ruse.
Well, what happened to that whole narrative, though, that it was undercover Black Lives Matter and undercover Antifa posing as MAGA? That whole narrative is gone.
That narrative is gone. And now, and the thing is, they replaced it with, these are patriots. These are hostages. These are good, solid, salty. They went from, you know, terrible people, we all thought for a moment, to Black Lives Matter and Antifa in red hats, to now they're patriots and hostages.
Right.
The narrative changes however they want, but we can't say, hey, but what about when you said this thing? Well, that's not what I meant. Or I never said that. Nope, you said it, Ron Johnson.
You did.
Many times.
And we have it on tape.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Internet is kind of forever.
We have a lot of things you've said on tape, Ron.
We do, and we're going to play several more of them.
Yay! Welcome back, Jane!
Stay with us. Stay close. You can always join us, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin, or Leon, as now some people are calling
Leon.
Trump called him Leon. Saturday.
I'm going to put Leon in my office, my cabinet.
We are talking about Donald Trump's appearance in Mosinee over the weekend, held a rally in which he suggested or said he will, if reelected, get rid of the Department of Education and send it back to the states. And he would like to see our senior Senator Ron Johnson head up the Department of Education in Wisconsin. So we thought we would share some of Ron Johnson's deeper thoughts on just a number of varying things. We just heard his clip about the Capitol attack.
Yeah.
The people who attacked the Capitol, they're patriots who love their country and would never break any laws, Greg.
There definitely weren't Congress people and senators running for their lives
along
with their staff.
No.
Ducking undercover.
No.
No.
None of that happened.
That was all an illusion. It was all AI.
A mass delusion, apparently.
Yes.
We were all having delusions. Let's play another clip, Calvin, from Ron Johnson talking about no work.
Currently here inside the bubble, you hear Republicans say, you know, we need to get a result. You know, we need to effectively govern. You know, to me, that's almost code words for we got to do Democrat light. I'd subscribe more to the William F. Buckley definition of conservatism, which is standing athwart history and screaming, stop. We have to stop this madness. So there's a fair amount of stopping that's being required here. You know, I think we'd be far better off if we never passed another piece of legislation.
And you're so good at that, Ron.
I mean, this Congress is killing that goal.
Yes. This is the least productive Congress in decades.
So let's do it. All right,
everybody. I know.
Good job, Ron Johnson.
They don't get enough shout-outs for their lack of accomplishments.
I just let a Democrat light.
Yeah. So Ron thinks, rather than pass any legislation that he may not completely be on board with, it's better to just do nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think we can pretty much look to Wisconsin's Republican-controlled legislature and say they have effectively copied that model.
Oh, my gosh. It's just like...
They're so good.
It's our own version.
I know. We're so lucky.
Who knew there was a take-home version of the game?
Let's hear another clip from Ron Johnson talking about COVID. We're going to jump down to that one, Calvin. And I remember this well. I was working somewhere else in the midst of the COVID pandemic. It's about Rojo Dead Athletes Kill.
Oh, God.
And Ron Johnson seemed to be a fan of mouthwash. You could gargle. Apparently that would get rid of COVID. I think he was pro ivermectin, if I believe correctly.
He definitely defended people who wanted to use it. And it wasn't until this point that I realized that the senior senator from Wisconsin was, in fact, a doctor.
Ron Johnson's a doctor?
Apparently so. He just has all these solutions for a worldwide pandemic that killed over 1 million Americans.
Let's play that clip of Ron Johnson talking about the number of athletes just dropping dead after getting the COVID vaccine.
We've heard story after story. I mean, all these athletes dropping dead on the field, but we're supposed to ignore that. Hmm. You know, nothing happening here, nothing to see. This is a travesty. This is a scandal.
No, really. There is nothing to see. There's nothing to see. And here to fact check this strange new COVID conspiracy theory is CNN Politics reporter and editor at large, Chris Saliza. That is nuts, Chris. That is a U.S. Yep. senator saying something that is easily verifiably totally untrue and also dangerous.
Hmm.
Yeah, Brianna, I went deep in terms of investigating this.
So
I typed
good.
Into Google athletes dropping dead from COVID-19. It was very complicated. And I immediately came up with how this got to Ron Johnson. And I'll add, by the way, John Stockton, former NBA great, who said 150 athletes have dropped dead. So in December, Gateway Pundit, which is a very pro-Trump website that publishes
highly
a lot of things that aren't true, linked to a study from a site called Good Sciencing, which essentially said, oh, well, there's all these athletes who have had myocarditis and pericardia issues with their heart, and they took the vaccine. The problem is, it's just not accurate. Some of the people they said are like Hank Aaron, who the home run champ, who at 86 died in 2021, but it was from natural causes, according to the Fulton County Medical Examiner.
Oh, they lied.
They had named a guy, Christian Eriksen, a Danish soccer player, who had a heart attack during the Euro competition last year, but had not been vaccinated.
Details, Greg.
And
Ron Johnson knows.
Yeah.
Ron Johnson knows.
Yeah.
Because they just know. Science schmiance. Good sciencing? That's good sciencing. I want to talk to all the researchers and doctors who work for Good Sciencing.
Good Sciencing magazine? I just to say with such bold confidence, we don't hear about the 150 athletes just dropping dead.
What?
You hear about when one drops dead, 150, that's its own little epidemic right there.
Again, Google is your friend. Google can be your friend.
And it's free, folks. I don't know if they've finally made it free for you. You can just simply type in athletes dropping dead on the field.
Let us know what you find.
Yeah, please.
Let us know what you find.
Do your own research.
Doing a little update on some of the smartest things Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson has said now that Donald Trump wants to bring education back to the states and put Rojo in charge of it. Here's what Ron Johnson said about Tim Walz.
Oh, God.
And his wedding anniversary. Listen to this.
You know, she's a radical leftist. She chose another radical leftist. They're just assuming, again, that the mainstream media is not going to cover his background. The House is going to investigate it now. It's very strange. You know, he got married on the anniversary of Tiananmen Square. Oh. He's gone to China. He's taught in China. Oh. He's got deep connections to China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gone to China, folks.
He got married on the anniversary of Tiananmen Square.
Well, it's not like Tim Walz went to Russia on July 4th, Jane.
That would be an abomination.
That would be an abomination. Anti-patriotic, anti-American.
Well, I just think it's important that we know that just kind of the whole Republican Party just knows things. Yeah. They don't need facts.
Did you hear what he said? He goes, the House will be investigating him. Because, you know, they like... If it's one thing... Pharrell is telling me to be quiet. If it's one thing that they do get done in the House, are investigations. Long, protracted... Very, very deep dive investigations that give us so much to gnaw on the American public.
That produce absolutely nothing of value.
Yeah.
All right. News is coming up next when we return. What did I miss? What did I miss while I was gone? What do you think I need to be brought up to speed on? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home, sweet home, I wanna give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, looking forward to talking to our next guest from National Security Leaders for America. Steve Pfeiffer is a retired foreign service officer and a former ambassador to Ukraine, and we're going to talk about Project 2025, Schedule F, and the Trump administration's plan to essentially come in and fire tens of thousands of civil servants and replace them with people whose only loyalty is to Donald Trump. This seems problematic.
This doesn't seem like a good plan to me.
No, sounds like a bad plan. So we're going to talk to Steve Pfeiffer coming after the 11 o'clock news. Right now, though, what did I miss? I was gone for about 2.5 weeks.
Yes, you were indeed.
Took a little time to regroup, take a breath, relax a little bit. 56 days now till the election. I believe it's 56.
Oh, my God. Is that true?
Not many. I know it's under 60.
I think, yeah. I know. It's under, I think you're right. I think it's 58.
57 days to the election. So I wanted to get just a little refreshed for that last onslaught, Calvin.
56 days and 14 hours.
There it
Thank
is.
Thank you, Calvin.
23 minutes, 41, 40. Oh, my God.
Important election.
Yeah,
very,
totally.
Very important election. But what did I miss while I was gone? What are some things that happened in the news that you think I should know about? I did try and do some catch up over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I did dip in and out a little bit while I was off. You know me.
I know.
But I was really good.
You were. You were very good.
My husband was very, very stunned. He said, "Where's your third arm?" Because I didn't turn my phone on.
You didn't turn your phone on?
No.
Oh my goodness.
No, I turned my phone off. I used his phone.
Oh, come on now.
Only a little bit. But what did I miss? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. One thing I am in the know about.
Yeah.
Starting today, Yes. From 4 to 6 p.m., a new show, The Dom Salvia Show.
What? Woohoo!
Dominic Salvia taking over from 4 to 6 p.m. across the news talk stations on the Civic Media Radio Network, 4 to 6 p.m. Inaugural show is today. Join Dominic starting at 4 o'clock. He is going to join us tomorrow.
Correct. 10:33. Yep.
Our rotating Civic hosts. And so Dominic now is going to be joining us. Very delighted to hear the news about Dom.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a great time. We're excited to have him really just back and doing his thing. I mean, it'll be interesting to see where he goes. Because, I mean, he was a co-host for the show last year with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you guys just ping-ponged off each other, I mean, there's a lot of energy coming off of Dom. So it's going to be a good listen, and I'm looking forward to having him on the show tomorrow.
Dominic has his own point of view. He's very passionate.
Oh, yeah.
In case you've never caught him, it's going to be great. Catch Dom Salvia. The Dom Salvia Show debuts today across the state, 4 to 6 p.m. on Civic Media News Talk stations. And, of course, you can catch him podcasts at civicmedia.us. What else did I miss that I need to get up to speed on, in your estimation?
Another piece of Civic Media news. Dan Schaefer is now the political editor of Civic Media.
That is so wonderful.
The founder of the Recombobulation Area is now Civic Media's very own political editor. And I had him on the show last Friday, and he is now working on his multi-part story on breaking down all the elections on all over the state. So it's going to be a very detailed election process. He's going to have a lot of information for everybody.
He digs down into this stuff I've ever known.
Absolutely.
He really does. Really, really does. And I give him a lot of credit, because it's easy for us to say, well, I don't have the time to go through and look at every single assembly district and all of these things. Well, he does it for you.
He does it for you, and he makes it very, very, it's bite-sized, but yet has a lot of great detail in there. So, yeah, he is now our political editor. So
I understand. Did he break the news on our show?
He did.
Yay.
He called. He said, Greg, I want to call in to the show on that Tuesday, and I want your show to be the first one to have
nice.
It was so, what a nice young man.
He is a nice young man.
Yes, he's a very, very nice young man. Calvin, what about you?
Yeah, I'm thrilled to have Dan. It's always, it already felt like he was part of the team, but now it's official.
Yeah. And again, the Recombobulation Area will continue.
Yes.
Just kind of under the Civic umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And I am delighted for him. He has spent a lot of hard work getting to this point and getting that thing off the ground.
Yeah.
Really. And so well done to Dan Schaefer. Bravo to the Recombobulation Area. So happy to have him be joining Civic Media. If you have something you would like to add, what did I miss, you think I need to be brought up to speed on, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
Let's see what else happened. Well, this is also another Civic Media thing, but Angela Lang stopped by for a couple of days to guest host, and she is fantastic and loved having her around. Really great stuff with Angela. She is the executive director of BLOC, which is Black Leaders Organizing Our Communities. So she was great. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz sat down with CNN for an interview that apparently impressed nobody.
No one was impressed.
I guess not. I mean, Dan Schaefer actually put it really well. He said that it was a fine interview if you were keeping up on all of the trends of the election versus deep policy questions, because Dana Bash asked a lot of, like, what do you say to this thing that this person said? This person, instead of saying, you know, they talked about the economy up front, but then it was sort of devolved in more like a he said, she said type of thing. I mean,
it seems to me like they always set up Kamala Harris to be responding to someone else's comments.
Yes, and that's pretty much what it was. I mean, and when asked about Donald Trump's comments when he was at the Black Journalist Convention.
Who could forget?
Yes, what a huge man with the biggest brain. She just answered it like, next question.
When she turned black?
What else is new? Next question, she said.
Which is the brilliant way to deal with it.
But what I
thought, it's a non topic.
Yeah, it's a, oh my gosh.
It's a non-topic.
But my favorite thing that happened was the fact that we, you know, we have, I don't know if you know this, Jane, but there are people who call the show who do not agree with us.
I'm stunned.
Calvin, you knew this, right? There are people who do not agree with our points of view on many shows, right? You're aware of this?
Unfortunately, I'm well away.
I hope they're listening. Their big thing was Kamala's not sitting down for an interview. Why won't she be interviewed? Blah, blah, blah. And then they put their thumb in their mouth and acted like a tiny baby because that's what they are. And then she sat down and they were like, not good enough. Only 18 minutes.
Why? Because she doesn't ramble for more than an hour and a half?
Exactly. I mean, what is she? I mean, she sat down. She is the, first of all, she happens to be the vice president of the United States of America. She's on a schedule.
She has things.
Yeah, there are things to do. So she sat down, she gave them time. And I don't know how long, don't blame her, blame CNN. I'm sure they sat down for longer. But yeah, that was, I absolutely love the fact that people were like, no interview, then interview, not long enough. So that was one thing.
But that's always, and that is the narrative.
Yes.
That is always going to be the case. She is out now on her website, right? There's a whole list of her policies.
There's an issues page on her website. Yes. Yes. It's
go check it out.
Go check it out. They're there for you. And just to be clear, and so you remember, at the end of, if you look at the policy page, there are subject matters like environment, economy. They'll list a bunch of different policies within there. And at the bottom of each one of those is a link to Project 2025.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just so you don't forget, folks, you know, that piece of book that nobody knows about, I guess, in the right. And
completely inconsequential.
Donald Trump has never heard of.
Right, but he doesn't like a lot of it.
But he wants to do most of the things that are in there.
That's really smart.
Yeah, very.
That's really smart.
I mean, if anything, that's just sort of like a, you know, just a little side eye right there. It's a little side eye.
But that's part of what amazes me is what seems like the eternal criticism against the vice president, and she has no details on her policies, and she has no policies. Please,
yeah,
put her policies up against whatever word salad alphabet soup comes from the other side. Good heavens, the man can't answer a question to save his life.
No.
Not that makes any sense.
Speaking of policy, another thing you missed, Jane, and I tried to talk about this for literally like a week and then it just kind of went away. But now that you're back, I don't know if you heard this. Bob Jr. has endorsed Donald Trump.
Oh, Bob Jr.?
Yeah. Bob Jr. dropped out of the election. He's apparently suing, I think, Wisconsin, if not some other states, to get his name off of the ballot.
Wait, didn't he sue to get on the ballot?
Probably, but now he wants off the ballot because he's endorsing Donald Trump because I guess what he didn't think we'd find out is that he first went up to the Kamala Harris campaign and said, hey.
Want to give me a job?
Want to give me a job? I'll give you my endorsement. And they were like, who are you again? And then he went running to the Trump camp. Running, because he's in shape, running to the Trump camp. And he said, I'll be your guys' guy. And they're like, okay. And then people were losing their marbles. They're like, oh, RFK Jr. is a Trumper now. I'm like, yeah. And if you look at his website, which has policies on it, he never talked about them. He only talked about earworms, dead bears, and vaccines. But if you look at those policies, not a single one will ever get enacted under a Trump administration.
Ever.
Those are some hardcore Teddy Roosevelt left-leaning New Deal policies of making education more affordable, housing more affordable, environmentalism. These are good policies. These are good ideas. He never talked about them, and they'll never get done in a Trump house.
Calvin.
Well, his campaign manager has been on record saying that all they cared about was taking votes away from Biden. So the fact that he goes to Kamala Harris and asks for a job,
yeah,
is that just a sign that he's very confident Kamala Harris is going to win? So he needed.
Interesting.
Like, if your reason was to steal the election from Biden, why didn't you just go to Trump right away? I'm a little confused by that.
Because I think at the end of the day, he wanted to look cool.
Well, and I did read something while I was gone. It's from one of his relatives who essentially said, look, Bobby woke up one day and he realized he's 70 years old.
Yeah.
This is his last shot. This is his last opportunity to have any relevance in the political realm at all.
Yeah.
And did I hear correctly that Donald Trump said he would put Bobby Kennedy in charge of vaccines?
Oh, I mean, he would give Bobby Kennedy a place in the cabinet along with Elon Musk.
Oh, Leon.
Leon Musk and Trump a dump. They sat down on X and had a conversation.
Ah.
It went real well, Calvin, right? Like no glitches whatsoever. Just a conversation between two of the biggest brains.
Yeah, Jane was still in
town.
Yeah,
oh, you were? Yeah, I was here for that.
All right, time's a construct.
But so I just want to make sure I understand.
Yeah.
Because I have a lady brain, you know, and I'm postmenopausal and I'm childless and catless and dogless. So
not to mention a Marxist.
And a socialist, feminist in a caravan. So I have no purpose in life. But anyway, so Bob Kennedy Jr. found a dead bear cub.
Yeah.
Staged a bicycle accident in Central Park with said dead bear cub because he thought it would be funny.
Yes.
Bob Kennedy's daughter said he once found the carcass of a dead whale washed up on a beach, so he pulled out a chainsaw he had, as one does.
Yeah.
To behead the whale, and he tied it on the front of their car to take it home. We're going to put him in charge of health. I feel so much better now that I've come back.
This is all the things you missed.
If you have a suggestion, what do I need to get up to speed on? 855-752-4842. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network. I guess I better think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this. What did I miss? Oh. Mr. Jefferson, welcome.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I wanna give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Leon continues to actively ruin. I can't help it now. I got to call him Leon. Because Donald Trump did on Saturday. He called him Leon. I love that.
Oh,
if you want to bring me up to speed on something that happened while I was away, even though I know Greg and Calvin kept you up to date on everything you needed to know, feel free to call, leave a comment on the live stream. What did I miss? Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Well, Bobby Kennedy is really deeply disturbed. That is just creepy.
Yeah.
But that's not why I called. I called because I got something from the League of Women Voters talking about something that's on some constitutional amendment that is on the national ballot, and I don't know too much about that.
What
does it say, Cindy?
I don't remember. It's been about a week, but it's some kind of a constitutional amendment that's going to be on our ballot with the presidential election in November. So I don't know what it involves, but
okay.
I think that's something maybe we should be talking about if I can find out what it is.
So I'm at the website.
I thought maybe you guys knew something about it because I really don't. So
we knew that something was coming down the road, and we have reached out to Deb Cronmiller to talk about it.
From the League of Women Voters.
And she has said she will come on the show when she has all the details to properly explain it. Right now, I'm reading it from there. This November, voters will have another harmful, divisive constitutional amendment on ballot. We will show up and vote no to keep Wisconsin moving forward. It has to do with voting rights. And we want to, basically, it says they want to change every to only and downgrade our voting rights. So we'll have Deb on the show
to explain it.
To explain it properly. But this is a Wisconsin Constitution ballot. And they're going to keep doing this.
Yes.
Robin Voss, Popcorn King, has said he wants to keep doing this because even though we voted no last time, and we should vote no again, because if they're trying to adhere, if they're trying to diminish our voting rights, always vote no. But
Thank you for bringing that up, Cindy.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening, as always. Really appreciate it. Yeah, we will be talking to Deb Cronmiller and get updated on that. And I really am grateful for Civic Media and Sage Weil and for all the people who listen across the network for the ability to explain to people what these things are.
Yes, yes.
And I would like to think that we helped to play a part in the defeat of those constitutional amendments the last time around.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because they try to slip them in there.
Yep. Poorly worded.
Poorly worded, very intentionally confusing. So we end up voting against our own interests.
Yeah.
And we will absolutely to check on that. Calvin, you had brought up something that that I missed.
Yeah. So there's a story. This is from the New York Times. It was covered by a few other people. Federal prosecutors are saying that two Russian nationals paid an American media company to push pro-Kremlin messages from social media.
No.
Yeah. That's what we need, a dun, dun, dun. So
surprising. So this is the media company in question is Tenet Media. Hmm. They host influencers like Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, and Dave Rubin.
Is Tim Pool the stocking cap guy?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe you know who Tim Pool is.
What is with the stocking cap?
It's part of, well, he's balding. And
so what?
Nothing against men who are balding. And nothing against wear a hat to cover it. But he thinks it's part of his, he has said, I wear it so I'm not recognized. He's not the smartest person in his house, period. Okay. All right. Tim Pool, are you listening? I'm just going to say this right now. You are a dum-dum. Stop talking. You say he got busted, as Calvin was saying. He's being investigated. Did he get indicted?
So the indictment, according to the indictment, they are technically victims. I don't even want to say it that way, but that's what he's alleging.
Were they duped?
They were duped. Exactly.
Dupity-doo.
So the claim is that Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, and Dave Rubin, the hosts who are pushing these pro-Kremlin messages, they were duped. But the owners, Lauren Chen and Liam Donovan, the actual owners of the Tenet Media, they were well aware this was coming from Russia.
Well, I would think so. Were we talking about a substantial amount of money?
I think it was hundreds of thousands of dollars. Let me see if I can find it.
I feel like it was like 400 grand just to Tim Pool alone.
For four episodes a week.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting paid a lot of money to do this.
$400,000 a week for four episodes from Stocking Cap Guy. Yeah. Do I understand this correctly?
I love that you called him. I love that you know. I just found out who he was like a month ago, and then I watched a video about him. I'm like, how is he a thing? Like, Ben Shapiro and Charlie Kirk and Matt Walsh and Jordan Peterson can talk a game where you're like, oh, they've read a book. But when Tim Pool talks, it's like he's never read anything in his life. It's like he's just learned. He just popped out. And so he was pushing a really pro-Russia agenda. Well, he gets busted. He gets found out and the government gets involved. And he tweets this: upon reflection, I now understand that Ukraine is our greatest ally.
What?
As the breadbasket of Europe and a peace-loving people, we cannot allow the fascist Russians to continue their crimes against humanity. We must redouble our effort. He didn't write this. He would never say redouble. We must redouble our efforts and provide an additional $200 billion at once.
Should we contrast that to what he previously had to say about Ukraine?
Please.
This is psychotic. Ukraine is the enemy of this country. Ukraine is our enemy, being funded by the Democrats. I will stress this again. One of the greatest enemies of our nation right now is Ukraine. They are expanding this war. Now, don't get me wrong. I know you've got criminal elements of the U.S. government pushing them and guiding them and telling them what to do.
What? What?
Later on in that clip, he says, we must apologize to Putin verbatim.
But he was making $100,000 a week.
Well, he's so rich.
Okay, so we are all going to start wearing stocking caps.
I would love to. I'm going to lose my hair. Take it out.
That's got to be. I can't think of any other reason why he would be that popular. So we'll try Matt Nair on air stocking caps, and we'll see if we can get.
We have to approach a pro Russia. Like, I love Rocky IV. There it is. I said it.
News is coming up next. When we return, Steve Pfeiffer from National Security Leaders for America will be here to talk about Project 2025. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your plan is nothing less than government control. I've been fighting for the South alone. Where have you been?
France.
We have to win. Well, why did I?